Right now, it's time for our Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com. It's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer, from world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals. DuPont Pioneer is with you. Joining us today is Fred Greeter. He is a farmer from the Carlock area and president of the McLean County Farm Bureau, and he is in Springfield today for the Illinois Farm Bureau Governor Affairs Conference. How are things going, Fred?
We're having a great day down here. Actually, the rain outside makes us able to enjoy being in a meeting setting. So we had an address from the new president of American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duvall. And so it's been a good morning so far.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, and tell us a little bit about that farm out by Carlock.
Sure. My wife, Annette, and my son, Jason, and I grow corn and soybeans. And our farmstead is just east of Carlock, and so that would be roughly the center of our operation. So we have a few farms scattered around the Carlock-Danvers area.
Well, I just got off the phone with a farmer a few minutes ago. We were talking a little politics, but, you know, he's saying that he got some early stuff done as far as the spring outlook and the planting, but still might have to wait a little bit to get going. It is kind of a waiting game right now for planting season, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. That decision of when to begin planting is probably one of the tougher ones that a guy will have to make. With the increased workloads and the need to get out and get rolling tends to drive guys to begin earlier. But that also increases the risk that you could have some poor emergence problems and issues. So if we look at the economic conditions this year with high input cost and low grain prices, the budgets are pretty tight. And that might seem then that some farmers would want to wait for good conditions. It could cost you $150 an acre if you would have to replant a corn crop. So you really only do want to do it once.
Well, and we have snow in the forecast Friday, which is just unbelievable to me. But for McLean County farmers, what would be the best guess you have for the projected date to start planting?
Yeah, we like to see soil temps 50 degrees and rising, and with just good moisture but dry conditions. So typically the week of the 15th on, 15th of April on the most farmers, if conditions are good, would go ahead and start.
And as we get ready to plant, we want to talk about fertilizer applications. Basic question, why do farmers use fertilizer?
Well, you know, crops are like any other living organism. They need nutrients to grow. And also when we harvest grain and remove that from the field, there are nutrients that are included in the grain that we have to replace. So that and certain crops need other nutrients to actually aid the photosynthesis. So it's just all part of the equation.
Well, and you talk about those nutrients. What are they? What specifically that the crops need to grow?
Yeah, well, there are many, maybe up to at least 17 different elements. But the main ones that we address are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Of those, probably the difference in those is that the nitrogen element is very critical for corn growing.
Well, zooming in on nitrogen fertilizer, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of nitrogen that's naturally available in the environment, but it's not readily available to plants. So we have to add supplemental nitrogen, especially in corn production. There are different types we could use, and each one has their own characteristics. But one that you might that someone might see is the anhydrous ammonia, and it's shipped in white cylindrical tanks that you see being pulled around. And so that's, I would say, the primary source of nitrogen for corn crop.
And the liquid or pressurized product is then injected into the soil, and that gives the plant the necessary nitrogen that they need?
Yeah, that's correct. Anhydrous ammonia is probably the most stable form of N, which means it's available to the plant, but it in other words, it kind of hangs around till the plant needs it. So it's also a concentrated form, so it's more efficient to put it on. And it is injected directly into the soil. Some of the other products then are less concentrated, and they're applied more on top of the ground.
Okay, we're talking with Fred Greeter here on the Farm to Table segment, McLean County Farmer and McLean County Farm Bureau President. You know, Fred, the farmers are the best environmentalists I know, and they are always taking a look at the four R's. What are those?
Well, when it comes to what we refer to as nutrient stewardship, it's our concern that along with growing crops, that we want to protect the environment. So the four R's pertain to nitrogen production, and that would be the right product, the right rate, and the right time, and in the right place. And that all those that criteria is used to select the best product for each given field. It may be different for different crops, for different farmers, but it's a combination that we use to judge probably the best way to put our nitrogen on.
How does soil testing and the GPS technology play into that?
Well, GPS technology is exciting because it allows us to use really less fertilizer. It can be used to what they call variable rates. So in other words, we'll put different levels of fertilizer on in different parts of the field, and that's dictated by the amount of crop that was removed. So what that allows us to do is fertilize each part of the field exactly at the rate that would produce the highest efficiency. It also it helps guidance, so there's no overlap. We don't overapply. As far as soil testing goes, that is a way to actually measure the amount of nutrient that's left in the soil. So that gives us an idea then what we might need to put on to maintain that level of fertility without over-fertilizing.
Well, and, you know, we have great farmland, great soil here in McLean County, but, you know, as a farmer, you know the importance of keeping that soil healthy.
Yes, and, you know, farming is like many other industries that when you look, if you look from the outside in, it may sometimes be hard to understand why we do things the way we do. But we know that most farmers are second or third generation and certainly have plans to pass that farm on to their children. And they certainly take it very seriously, the aspect of stewardship and maintaining the land in as good or better state as when we began farming. So we do try to use the correct amount of fertilizer, and we're certainly aware that it's up to us to protect the environment in our areas. And we live there, we work there, our families live there, and it's a big priority to us.
And, Fred, with just a minute or so left, you are there in Springfield right now. What message do you want to bring to lawmakers as a representative and president of the McLean County Farm Bureau?
Well, we know that we send very good people to Springfield. We know our legislators, and they're quality people. They work hard, but we're really frustrated with the gridlock in Springfield. And we look to surrounding states that seem to have their affairs in order. And it's frustrating to us that a great state like Illinois, with the resources of people that we have, is facing this issue. And it really has come to a crisis point in our minds that it needs to be taken care of.
How does the lack of a budget and the fact that they may not get one by June 1st affect the farming community?
Well, it can affect us many different ways. Through the Department of Ag that provides services to the ag community, that budget is unsure. There have been cuts made. There have been many cuts to soil and water, and that's the agency that helps us with conservation projects that help with environmental stewardship. So in some ways, most all those programs suffer when there's uncertainty. We've seen good employees leave those agencies to go elsewhere because of the uncertainty. So, you know, that would probably be the main thing. But then the uncertainty in the tax structure and just everything involved with, you know, in essence, running a business without a budget.
That makes it very difficult to do, doesn't it?
Well, it is something that almost is beyond explanation at this time. So we certainly encourage lawmakers to be able to work together and get something hammered out here.
Fred Greeter, our guest on the Farm to Table segment. He's a farmer from the Carlock area in Springfield right now at the Illinois Farm Bureau Governor Affairs Conference. And he is the McLean County Farm Bureau President. Our segment is sponsored by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.